A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Love is not rude, it does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful. Here we have part of the definition of love. We looked at last time the first part, which says love is patient, kind, love does not envy or boast, and it is not arrogant. Firstly, Paul starts out by declaring that even if we have all the gifts of the Spirit, very impressive to everybody, and have gifts of faith, and we understand all knowledge that there is to understand, and yet without this first quality of love, as described in Galatians chapter 5, it says the fruit of the Spirit is love. And it means there God's love, as it means here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, God's very own love. You can't work it up. Your human heart just cannot do it, for we are depraved in our nature. But only by coming to Jesus Christ, only by pouring out our sinful hearts to Him and receiving forgiveness, can He pour out His Holy Spirit in us. Then we will love and we will have this character. And it says here, that love of God is not rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. How often haven't you thought, but I'm right. In this argument, I'm the winner. I'm the one who is correct. But in God's economy of things, it's not being correct. It's not that at all. It's rather God's love that matters, not the correctness of the argument. Don't be proud that you've won an argument. Don't try and push your own way, even if you're right. It also says love is not irritable or resentful. In another translation, it says love is not easily hurt. In another one, love is not easily offended. How easily do we become hurt? Our feelings are so touchy. You could call many, many Christians touchy, feely Christians. And God says that is not His love. If somebody says something that you don't like, you say, I am offended. Or you keep it secret and you work up a bitter spirit. Inhliziyo ibe munqu. And that is not God's love at all. It is something from below. So go back to the Bible, study God's word. And as you realize that you don't have this love, confess your sin and allow God to give you His own love.